In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
I like the way you grip that bottle.
Titty sprinkles.
Love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
So speaking of the bottle, Jazz is gripping. It's the blackened
cask strength. It's the fucking
Metallica
whiskey. Yeah, Metallica whiskey. So yeah. That is a gift from my brother-in-law, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
So
it's not bad.
He said I could keep it for myself or share it with the boys.
So well, I appreciate the taste. Could you pass me that 36 though? That's what I think I actually want to drink.
I don't know if I want to start drinking yet.
We are recording dramatically early.
I'm just going to have a through my coffee.
It's a Monday at 11:41 where we're recording and now drinking bourbon.
Yeah, actually, but we're about to be our own country, so fuck it. Yeah, that's
true. Let me see that cask, please.
Attaboy. By the way, I was talking about the Irish coffee that we had.
As soon as I was like, I'm not done with my coffee, I was like, ooh, that one was really good. That one was fucking
solid, man. Boys celebrate National Irish Coffee Day?
What day was it? We might have.
Saturday?
No.
National Irish.
We celebrated early.
Yeah.
I woke up not with a hangover, still kind of drunk, and we went to Hash House of Go-Go.
Hash House of Go-Go, yep.
And they had...
Normally that place is fucking phenomenal. They had kind of disappointed.
Yeah, it was kind of meh.
They had a hair of the dog breakfast drink, a good cold nitro Irish coffee.
Yeah.
It's fucking
I walked in, looked at Scott's, and I was like, what's that? He goes, that's Jameson. And I was like, I want that.
I walked in.
He walked in, saw mine, and was like, I want that.
Mikey goes, it has Jameson in it. I said, even better. Yeah.
Yep. Jameson and cold brew is actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was tasty.
Style. Well, the nitro style is better because it's like that coffee's creamy.
Ooh. Yeah.
And so it's better with the Jameson than just like
you got
coffee.
Cream in this? Whiskey.
Do I?
Is there creamer in this?
Why?
You want some?
I can't do it.
What?
I can't do it.
Why not?
I'm not going to talk about why I can't.
You want a new diet?
No, that's not it.
Hey, would anybody like to try a delicious coffee?
Yeah. I bet you it's wonderful.
It's amazing.
It smells really good.
But why don't you kick off the old sponsors so we can get into the show.
It's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. It's brought to you by WarfighterTobacco.com. Oh, this is the Freedom Friends podcast. We have so many podcasts between the four of us now, we have to specify which fucking one we're on.
It's harder for John and I because I'm surprised we haven't called the Warfighter podcast the Freedom Friends.
I did. We had to restart it once.
Oh, yeah. Because we sit right here and do it.
Yeah. Well, you don't even change seats.
No.
You at least have to move. Yeah.
I almost signed off my other podcast.
As the Freedom Friends?
I almost went... All right, well, that's it for us. And I was like, so just remember smoke on. And I looked and I was like, strike that. Back out.
A little bit of a different show.
Yeah. We started a Warfighter podcast. We're like, it's fucking Friday. Welcome to another episode of the Free. God damn it.
No, but this one is the Freedom Friends podcast brought to you by WarfighterTobacco.com. Use that code FTFO. Get yourself that sweet, sweet 15% off. Owellness.us for all those CBD treats and needs. Go over there. Use that code FreedomFriends25. That'll get you a quarter off your order. IC Tech coolers for those who get it. Go to ICTech.com. Use FreedomFriends10. Get you 10% off. And of course, our good friends at GrillYourAssOff.com/FreedomFriendsPodcast. Or use that code FreedomFriends10, or FreedomFriends15, I believe, which will hook you up with 15% off. Justin, thanks for holding it down while we were all gone. I know that we missed a week.
Yes.
We did miss a week.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, the three of us were in fucking SHOT Show, and Jazz just doesn't give that much of a shit. So it was like, we're just not doing it, man.
Jazz stepped up one time, though, and he had old Steve Dixon.
I did. Yeah. And that was mainly because I was like, hey, Steve, you want to go drink and smoke with me, and we'll just talk into a microphone? And he's like, fuck, yeah. So
that worked.
It was just nothing more than an excuse to hang out with a good friend of mine and fucking smoke. So
that's the best excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the fucking best, man.
I went a really good motorcycle ride with him yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it was, what a beautiful day to be on the bike.
He was in his trike. Yeah, I went skydiving.
Because
it was fucking gorgeous.
He got a new trike.
Of course, yeah. You guys are twins.
Now we're twins. Yeah,
yeah, you're twinning.
He got the 120th anniversary trike. It's a pretty bike.
So you were adorable.
When you're out, do you call him dad?
It's daddy, actually. Yeah, it's
that tracks.
Oh, no. It's not daddy. It's dad D.
You know what? We all need to go ride because you got matching paint, right? You guys have that red.
Yeah, we have the heirloom red. Yeah.
So I have mine's a 2011.
Yeah,
it's still red.
It is still red. And then, we were joking around because
Dave and I have matching bikes, so it's kind of fucking weird here.
No, so we met up and then we rode like out 309 to 46 and then 46 up and around and hit to 317 to River Road and then did River Road.
Yeah.
And then went up to the top of Canyon Lake Dam.
That's a nice ride.
And we sat on top of Canyon Lake Dam and smoked cigars and whatever. But our bikes were all parked there. And I was like, this looks like a fucking Harley commercial. Like, this is the matched bikes with the water in the background. And
so I'm sure we've all spent money on really stupid things.
Can confirm.
Yeah. One just crossed my mind. I'm going to buy a fucking Grom and we are all going to ride. And Mikey's going to get the Grom.
If there is a Grom in this building, I will periodically steal it.
Like, right.
Yeah.
But we're all going to go on a legit ride and you're going to lead the fucking pack on the Grom.
Just so
otherwise,
I'll ride it. I don't give a fuck.
I'll ride the fuck out of a Grom, dude.
Yeah. I'm ripping Groms and pulling moms. Let's fuck.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. I'm into it.
Fuck, Groms are awesome.
Dude, at this point, though.
Have you seen the ones that people are modifying that are on airbags and shit?
Oh, yeah. No.
They fucking frame these Groms out. They just come out and they just air them out. They're just fucking spread, sit on the frame.
Exhaust, all this shit.
So dope.
Dude, I'm going to get my gold.
See, I said it. Look at your phone.
I know, right? So you have essentially a matching bike with Steve.
I had mine first.
You have a matching bike with Dave.
I had mine first.
We had matching trucks at one point.
We did.
That's true.
Mikey, who did you have something matching with?
We have matched dick piercings.
Well, we have matching dicks. We found out.
Also true.
Yeah, that's Jazz and I are weirdly hung the same way.
Huh.
That was that one time you guys tried to do double Dutch rudder, right?
Actually, it was the one all four of us were golfing and we both decided to piss in the bushes at the same time next to each other.
We shared the bathroom at the old office.
Yeah, you shared they shared the bathroom and held each other. You're like, this feels strangely familiar.
You know what? We looked down and we were both like,
I couldn't even tell it wasn't mine.
We looked down. We were both like, we probably could have did that. We were like, fucking twinning. What the fuck?
Yeah. So instead of nice watch, you said same watch.
Yeah, I was like, I have that same model. Look at that. To the left and everything, man. It's wild.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. I have matching shirts with all of you.
Don't y'all have matching rifles?
You and I have matching rifles.
We do have matching.
Yeah.
Actually, we almost have two different.
Still have to do our matching rifles.
It's just a. We just have to get them sprayed.
We almost have two different sets of matching firearms.
That's true.
We got those ARs.
You have a pistol that matches my rifle.
Yep.
And then we have two Sons of Liberty rifles that match.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just because we support the same shit.
Right.
That's
all that
means. Yeah. quite literally. They're all four charity rifles. Like charity guns.
All right. If anybody's watching me on the struggle bus with this cigar, it is not a warfighter. And I am putting it out, but not a warfighter. I'm switching.
And it doesn't even have a wrapper anymore.
No.
I'm switching. You'd be amazed at how much that impacts the burn.
I saw him this morning riding a struggle bus with that. Yeah. He's been fighting that thing for like 2 hours.
And this one's literally been sitting here since our last podcast.
So that's 2 weeks old.
2 weeks old. But I'm going to smoke it anyway.
Yeah.
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 So,
anyway.
Now I'm curious to see how it rolls.
So let's do a quick recap of why we weren't here last week.
Okay. I was in Vegas. John?
I was in Vegas.
Scott?
I was also in Vegas.
Jazz?
I don't give a fuck.
There it is. There's your recap.
Why were we in Vegas?
SHOT Show. Went out there for SHOT Show. You guys had some warfighter business out there.
Yep.
As well as podcast business.
Yeah.
And I went out there for podcast business.
And to see all our friends.
And to see some friends, yeah. We had a good time. Big Jim, came out. Jimmy came out.
And I got to tell face-to-face, got to tell a DevGuru operator that because I passed SSI, Scuba School International's Dive Master Swim Test, that I'm pretty much a Navy SEAL now.
And he agreed.
And he agreed. And he said he was going to get me a trident off totally. Amazon.
I'll confirm as long as it's plastic, I think you can wear
it. He goes, I'll order your trident. It comes off Amazon. Wait. And I was like, done.
How many hours do you have underwater now?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know.
Can't we just we need to order you the bubble. And put it above your other skill badges on your door.
You know what? I have one at home. I'll bring it to
Bubble at home. Is it to force recon to have a bubble in it?
Yeah.
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 Just go with that.
Just get the bubble.
Just get all of them.
Just start buying devices.
The buddy I went to film school with was a special forces guy that only had one leg, which is why he's not a special forces guy anymore.
Justin, but I'm sure there's like a combat diver.
There is
super badge, right?
Yeah. There is. So he only had one leg, and he was an SF guy. He walked around in a whatever his favorite team was or whatever, his baseball hat. And out of the fact that he could wear, like, he was an SF guy, so he could be triple tabber the whole nine yards. Out of all the skill badges that he had pinned to all of his shit, the only one he had pinned on was his fucking scuba bubble.
Yeah.
And I was like, out of all of them, why the bubble? And he was like, because out of all the motherfuckers that I know, that was the rarest one.
Yeah.
So he rocks it because he was scuba qualled via the army.
But is like, there,
nobody has this fucking thing.
But is there a combat scuba?
I have a question about if there is one.
If there is one, I'm getting you one.
No.
I'm going to tell you how.
Okay.
How do you earn an underwater combat?
That's the thing. Like you,
I know how John's going to earn
an armed enemy underwater.
I know how John's going to earn his.
Ocean vampires. We had this discussion.
I know how you're going to earn yours.
Huh.
I'm going to shoot at you when you're underwater scuba diving.
Done.
Oh, can I? I want to shoot a gentleman.
We'd do it in my pool. Fuck it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get to pick the firearm in the distance.
You better pick a fast one because the slow one's going to penetrate.
Wait. What if I shoot a spear gun at you?
Nope. Nope.
Too fast.
How that works. That's different.
You need like a 308.
Oh, I need a Glock. And you're on one side of my pool and I'm on the other.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Glock's
fire. I'm not getting in the pool. I'm sure.
I'll just climb in. I'll climb in.
No.
I'll go underwater on one side and sit on the bottom and you sit on the other side.
Piss off my neighbors, we shoot a fire in my backyard.
It'll be suppressed.
He's got a point.
I don't want it to ricochet off the pool.
Well, all right. So
it'll be right down at.
We confirm.
No, that's
we
not how any of this works.
Now, we confirm that a 45 can.
It's hard to ricochet when it's in you.
Hey, we confirm that a 45 can will work on the 4570.
Yes.
I just fucking.
So there it is.
Oh, yeah.
We'll shoot the 4570 at you.
Has anybody noticed over the last couple of years that Scott keeps coming up with plans to shoot at least one of us?
Yeah. Never me. It's always you two.
That's been shot. Like, I think he wants
a challenge.
He wants fresh.
He's like, if I shoot in the air, it hits you. It's not fucking fair.
Yeah. If I. Like ding 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 off the walls into Mikey. Like, fuck it.
If Mikey's there, I'm in. I'll get in the pool. You can shoot straight down at me because I know it won't hit me. It'll hit
like that. I'm gonna be in a Kevlar box somewhere.
we can put Mikey in the hot tub. Shoot at you in the
It'll
pool.
Like go through the tubes and come out the jet.
Be like, ah, fuck. It got me.
So is there a combat scuba badge?
There is. So there's a scuba diver, combat diver, second class diver, first class diver, and master diver. The master diver has two tridents and two seahorses on it.
Yeah. And how do you get a combat diver?
I think it's just a level of certifications. I don't think it's like you engage.
I bet you it's not.
With
I bet you it's enemy not.
I bet you had to do a water-based ingress.
I'll look it up.
I bet you have to like swim in and ingress and that's how you get it.
I don't know. That I don't.
Like a mission in wartime.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think it, I think I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
I think it's
so. You think it goes basic
combat?
Yeah,
second class, first class, master.
Yeah, or something like that. I have no idea.
Unless it's a different skill set.
But in order to get like a combat medic badge or a combat infantryman's badge or a combat action badge,
do it in car. Yeah,
you have to be engaged with an armed enemy.
Yeah,
and you have to return. Right?
No.
You just have to be. Yeah.
Well, for a car, like you have to receive fire and return fire.
No.
Fucking attaboy.
Because I don't know how you would get a CIB
without returning fire.
Yeah, if you get a CIB without returning fire, you're a shitty
infantryman. That was the whole thing with the cab.
There's officers.
Because they were given
that. That was the whole thing with the cab, is that they would do like indirect fire.
They were doing it for like mortar rounds.
Yeah, mortar round into FOB, and everybody in the FOB got a CIB. And then
like the fucking 10,000 people would just be like, we're all getting one.
Yeah, that happened once on Camp Fallujah. They tried to do it. They tried to blanket award the car. And headquarters Marine Corps came back and was like, go fuck yourself.
No, because I think on the cab, it actually just says that you have to receive fire in a war zone.
The EIB is the same way, I think.
Yeah, it'd be engaged by an enemy.
The EIB is
But yeah, if the combat diver, if like you had to fucking fight some like Rusky underwater, that's how you get it?
There's like one ever that's got
seriously.
It. And they're like, we made a badge for you.
Yeah. and can you get a mustard stain? Or
see, I would think that
a star, right? Like a star. Like, I don't know.
I would think like that would be cooler if like you could do that. If you could mustard stain one.
Or you get to wear it in chrome.
So
like all of your skill badges are fucking black except for your combat diver badge. And you get to wear that shit silver.
I'm trying to think. I obviously never went to the school. But
so there's one with a star.
So there is one with stars.
Well, let me see.
They have mustard stains on them.
Well, mustard stain means you jumped in combat.
A master parachutist has the star.
It's a different place.
Because it's above. This one's in the middle.
Oh, there's also a salvage diver. There's a special operations diver.
Yeah, they're just different certifications. That's
a special operations diver supervisor.
I bet you the star is because you're a supervisor. You probably all wear, because that's the helmet with the fish, right?
I don't know.
The bubble's a helmet with like two fish that are wrapped around the neck.
I don't see combat diver.
You should just get a bubble, man. We'll put it above your door. Is
there a holy diver?
Holy diver. You've gone too long.
The combat diver is a Marine Corps one. Combatant diver is what it's called.
Oh. So it's Justin's reading that's fucked right now. Got it.
And that one's gold.
Yeah.
Combatant diver. You just go down and fight the water. Or you just
There's no combat diver.
And apparently,
hey Marine, I need you to take out that wave.
And dude, every recon dude or every dude I know that have gone through that school, they say that is one of the hardest motherfuckers in the military.
Well, that's why my buddy only wore his bubble when he got out, is he was just like, out of all the shit I did in the pipeline, scuba school was absolutely the worst thing I ever did.
That's what everyone told me. They're like, it was the fucking worst.
You know, you made that joke about like, hey, Marine, go punch that wave. And that absolutely sounds just like some basic training shit. Yeah. Like that's
100%. That's why I said it.
We don't know what to do with you right now. So go fight.
I guarantee you that's happened at Buds
before. Go stop that wave. Roger.
I guarantee you there's been a Master Chief at Buds that's been like, go stop that wave.
Yeah, take that log, stop that wave.
Yep. I guarantee you there has been fucking, what's the one in Cali that's where the Marines own the beach?
On Pendleton. In Del Mar.
I guarantee you there has been times where there has been NCOs that didn't know what to do with their Marines and were just like, go punch that wave.
Oh, dude.
And just, you just saw Marines out there just swinging in the ocean.
It gives a whole different, like in the Army, it's always hit the wood line.
Now I'm a little mad on it.
You know what I mean?
Because like
brilliant,
where
right?
my office was, I could see that beach. Yeah. Right. I was like, right there.
Go fight the ocean.
I used to go surfing at lunch.
One boot ass Marine out there fighting the surf.
If we know any NCOs out of Pendleton, go fucking make them fight the ocean and send us a video.
I used to tell them to bring me the beach.
Yeah.
And I would fucking draw a fucking square, like a 5x5 square on the ramp. And I'd be like, bring me the beach. I want it fucking 4 inches high and not to get out of the square. When they piss me off and they'd go and have to go get sand from the beach.
Yeah.
Bring it up, fill it up. And I'd be like, wrong spot. Put it here.
So
move it over.
I used to hit the wood line and find me a stick.
Yeah.
And so they got to run to the wood line, a couple hundred yards away, meters away, and grab a stick and bring it back. I'm like, that's not the fucking right stick. Go put it back where you got it. Give me a different one. Fucking just all day.
Yep.
So there is no combat. You don't get it for combat.
Yeah.
It's just part. It's just the school. It's called combat dive. Mm-hmm. So
I used to have people bring me rocks and put them in size order.
Yeah.
And then I would pick a position and I'd be like, I need a rock between that one and that one.
Like, fuck. We had an ST1 tool.
Yeah.
That we would tell fucking boots. Hey, go over and go to the tool room. Give me the ST1 tool. Stone. And in the tool room, my guy had an ammo can that had a big fucking rock in it. And so every time a boot would come up, be like, Sergeant, I need the ST1 tool. He would just hand him a Sharpie and be like, sign your name. They'd be like, fuck. It just had signatures all over it. And I was like, that's a good one.
Our platoon had a rock of woe.
Yeah.
And it was painted with the platoon colors and the logo. And if you got told to go get the rock of woe, it was going to be a bad fucking day.
I had the shaft.
It was only held above your head.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I had the shaft. I was like, who's getting the shaft today? Who's getting the shaft?
Somebody sent me a video.
It was a steel shaft about this long that weighed about 50 fucking pounds. They were just like,
ugh. Somebody sent me a video the other day that I thought was absolutely brilliant. And they had privates with those like training tubes. They weigh like, I don't know, 10 pounds or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like this big and they're hollow. And they had those motherfuckers rolling them on the linoleum floor because they were re-sticking the tiles. And I was like,
no. The other one that I saw that was amazing was somebody going around with a plunger, plunging every tile, looking for loose tiles. And I'm like, how is this not thought of?
Yeah, it's all fun and games until he starts ripping tiles off the ground.
But that's fine because then he's going to fix it. But fuck.
It's cool because the crew with the rolling pins were right behind him, re-sticking everything. It's fucking brilliant. I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I thought that we had some crazy shit that got came up
with. You know, there's some shit the military is doing now that I'm not so proud of. And then I see shit like that and I'm like, all right.
I mean, essentially the job of the NCO Corps is to be more creative than the rules that come down. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a big part of it, I think. Yeah,
it really is.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, we can't do this, so it doesn't say anything about this.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like tampons on an airplane.
All right, so let's get into a tampon story. Let's call it a tampon story.
You're going to enjoy this.
Oh, my God.
Let's call it a tampon story.
A tampon story.
Yeah. Once upon a tampon.
All right, so on the flight from San Antonio to Phoenix, we had to change planes in Phoenix because, you know, good old Southwest.
Yeah.
And as you know, Southwest is open seating. Jim gets an aisle seat. I grabbed a
window.
And Scott ended up sitting between us.
Yep. He was skiing.
And Scott was skiing. John was about three rows behind us on the other side.
In the aisle,
right? Well, about halfway during the flight, I am about to piss myself.
Now, mind you, the flight from Phoenix to Vegas is like 45 minutes.
Yeah. So that
They didn't even do drink service and Mike had a pee.
No, this was the first flight.
This was the first flight.
It was?
Yeah.
It's unwinded. Yeah.
You'll understand when he gets to the story.
That flight.
Yeah. I get that, but I thought it was.
Yes. Same.
Oh, okay. This is a flight from San Antonio to Phoenix.
Yeah, this is San Antonio to Phoenix.
Yeah.
So I know that.
I just thought it was the second flight.
I had to piss and I was like, I'd been holding it for a while and I was like, I don't want to inconvenience anybody. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I can hold it. And then about an hour into the flight, I'm like, can't fucking hold it. I got to go. It's bad. I got to piss. So I look at Scott. I'm like, hey, man, I got to piss. And he's like, yeah, I'll fucking move. So Scott and Jim get up and I piss. And I walk by John. And John just enjoying a movie on his iPad.
Yep.
Just sitting there.
Minding my own fucking business.
Minding his own business. Looks up, gives me a look, kind of gives me one of those. And he's just like, hey. And then just goes back to his thing. And I walk by him, go to the bathroom. Well, this is one of those pisses. I was in there for a minute. It was a good piss. It was so long of a piss that I was like, they think I'm shitting. Like everybody probably thinks I'm taking a shit. Because it was a good piss.
And not all poopoo times, pee-pee times.
That's right.
All pee-pee times.
They are poopoo times. I was washing my hands. And normally there's like, you know, the fucking towels are like in a little dispenser. Well, I didn't see it. I was like, what the fuck? So I start opening up drawers and shit. Well, the first one I open up, it's got tampons and maxi pads in it. And I don't know why.
That's a thing.
Yeah. They're on planes.
I've never opened the drawers in a bathroom.
Yeah. No, I've never had either.
Stuff in there because it never gets clean.
Good on them. We do it at the store. Like I have a fucking basket in each one of my bathrooms at the store that's
a great idea.
Has shit in it.
Yeah. Because
shit happens.
Things happen, yeah. Right? And we're fucking grownups. That's cool, right? But I'm not a grown-up. I'm a child. So I grab a couple tampons and a maxi pad and go walking back to my seat. Well, I got to pass John to get back to my seat. And I drop it right on his keyboard. He's got the same iPad hookup, like setup that you and I have, right? With the fucking keyboard, right?
The magic keyboard.
Yeah.
The only way to run an iPad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Facts. So I set it down. John, like a G, just picks it up, looks at the lady who next to him, who's giving him a fucking one of these numbers.
I had a lady next to me and then her kid in the window seat.
He looks it up, doesn't react at all, and just like sticks it in his pocket.
I give a kind of look. put it in my pocket, go right back to watching my movie. Right. Didn't say a word.
So I get back to my seat. We end up landing. And then we ended up, we had like a 2-hour layover in fucking Phoenix, right? So we ended up going to the, thanks to these guys' credit card, we went to the American Express Lounge. So we're sitting there and John's like, hey, this is staying in my pocket and I'm going to get you back. And I was like, look, when I started this joke, I recognize the fucking risk, right? Like, I know you're going to get me back with it. It's fine.
Yeah, but that's, right? That's a good.
That's I was good excited.
Practical joke. I mean, that's not like, it wasn't destructive. It wasn't anything. Right. It was just like, you have to deal with this socially now. And it's like,
as we're in the lounge, Mikey deals with it socially by putting the other tampon and maxi pad on our table. In the middle of the four of us.
And when the guy comes, I'm like, yeah, I don't know whose those are. It's weird they were just sitting there. So the guy picks them up and throws them away for us. So anyways, John's like, I got mine. I'm going to get you back. And I'm like, all right, that's fair. That's acceptable risk.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So flash forward a few hours.
A few days.
No, same night.
It was that night.
It was that night.
It felt like a couple days.
It felt like a week. It was like 5 hours later.
Needless to say, we didn't... go softly into the wind on that first night in Vegas.
There's a couple open bars. So a
couple open bars and whatnot. So we end up, we're tying it on pretty good. And Kyle Rittenhouse.
We weren't the only ones tying it on.
We were not. Kyle Rittenhouse of Kenosha, Wisconsin fame. Fucking ends up getting shit face drunk. And Scott ends up playing kind of a dad.
Yeah, yeah.
He ends up kind of parenting.
I mean, he looks young, right? He just turned 21.
I think the third.
Yeah, which Mikey is part of the story.
Him. Right.
So Scott brings him over because he's fucking shit face. And I was like, Kyle, I was like, you just turned 21, right? He's like, yeah, this month. And I was like, what day was your birthday? And he's like, the third. I was like, mine was the 15th. And I was like, Capricorns, buddy, what's up? You know? And he was like, hey, and he's fucking hammered. And
hammered.
And I go, well, you can hang out with us, dude. I promise nobody's going to touch your butthole. And I point at John. I go, except for maybe this guy. And if I'm lying, he does not have a tampon in his pocket right now. And John just looks at me. He goes, I fucking hate you. And pulls a tampon out and hands it to Kyle Rittenhouse. He hands the tampon to Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse is holding this thing. He's like.
And he's confused.
What he has the no fuck idea what's going on right now.
I'm having a fucking heart attack.
Tell me one of you told him they're great for plugging bullet wounds.
No, yes. We should have.
I hate all of you. I did eventually. I'm so disappointed. Jazz,
I couldn't function.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe, dude. I'm dying. I'm this close to going, call a medic.
I'm standing next to Kyle Rittenhouse. These two are sitting in chairs. And they are fucking... I'm laughing harder at these fucking assholes.
I fell into that chair.
Oh my God. You two lost your shit.
I thought we were going to have to call a medic. I thought I was having a heart attack. I was laughing so fucking hard.
I just thought it was hilarious that I'm sitting at a casino bar in Las Vegas and I just handed Kyle Rittenhouse a tampon. That's the only thing that's going through my mind. And I'm like, what the
why life is weird?
What decisions did I make in my life to get to this moment right here?
So after Rittenhouse stares at this tampon for about 20 seconds, he hands it back to John and goes, I don't need that.
I said, I do. And I put it right back in my pocket. Right?
So then Gary, who's there, Gary's like, this kid's fucked up. He says he needs to go to the bathroom. And I was like, all right. And he's like, I'm going to take him to the bathroom. I was like, okay, creeper. I was like, hey, you weird motherfucker.
No,
I mean, fortunately, I also have to piss, so I'll go with you. Yeah. So we go to the bathroom. And I'm in there. Like, Kyle's in a stall, and I'm pissing in the urinal. Gary is standing weirdly in the bathroom with his arms crossed and his cowboy hat, looking every bit of a fucking pedophile, just fucking standing there weird as shit. So what do? My favorite pastime. I start shitting on Gary. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, village person? I'm just going off on him, right?
He's waiting to finish grooming Kyle.
Right? It's exactly what was happening, right? So Kyle and him know each other from, like, you know, the Trump train bullshit, right? So, like, they know each other.
Actually, I asked Gary about this.
Yeah.
They got to Vegas at the same time and were on, like, the tram and shit together and got the rental car, whatever. They were there with the same group. So Kyle was there with a group. I don't remember who. But yeah, that's how they knew each other.
So. Well, on the way back from the bathroom, I'm like, we got to get rid of this fucking kid.
Well, like you need to get him to his room.
I was trying to get him to his room. Yeah, that's I was like, this kid needs to go sleep, man. I was like, he's fucked up.
He is also incredibly high profile.
Yeah.
Well, to be around if he's fucked up.
But like, luckily, he was in Vegas at SHOT Show. So it's
it doesn't matter.
So no, that's a pretty safe.
On the way back, we run into Brandon Herrera. Running for Congress, good old Brandon Herrera, sitting at a table making money, right? He's sitting there gambling. And we're like, Brandon, look who we found. He's like, hey, what up? And I was like, he's fucking hammered. He's like, you know what? He's like, I'll take care of him. Brandon hands him a $100 chip. And he's like, come on, buddy, let's go fucking play some roulette. It took Kyle Rittenhouse. And he's like, and he turns around as he's walking away with him. He's like, I got it. But I was like, your problem now, pal. And I fucking split. So, Brandon. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate that. Make sure we get this national treasure to his room. Safely. Yeah. Like,
that was the big thing, right? We just wanted to make sure the kid was okay.
Yeah.
So that was the time I gave Kyle Rittenhouse a tampon.
But it was funny.
So John hangs on to his tampon. The next night at Burbiz, he hands it to Rich High and he goes, get Mikey with this somehow.
So here's the best part. This is how Rich High is such a good fucking dude. Right. We're sitting at the bar.
Oh.
We're sitting at the bar at Burbiz. Mikey's ordering a round of drinks. I'm talking with Rich. And I see Mikey, his hands are full, so he doesn't have like a hand to stop anything from happening because he has drinks. And I see this, and I just immediately turn to Rich. And I don't say a fucking word except, Rich, I'm going to hand you a tampon, and I need you to take it out, and I need you to put it in Mikey's drink.
Yeah.
And he looks over at Mikey, and he looks at me, and I'm holding the tampon at this point, and he looks down at the tampon, and he looks back at Mikey. He doesn't say a word, and he just takes it, and he goes... Right, he takes the tampon out, he looks at it, figures out which way, and he turns around, and at that point Mikey's right there with drinks, and he just goes broop and drops it in Mikey's drink, and I'm like, fuck yes.
What did I do?
How much
you put it in your mouth and suck the whiskey out of it
and then threw it at my face.
And hit him in the mouth with it. I mean,
they're supposed to be like sterile,
super absorbent.
I was gonna say
it held at least an ounce of whiskey.
Go down.
Huh?
How much did the drink go down?
Oh, good amount.
Quite a bit. Yeah, yeah. Because this was open bar drinks, plastic cup. You know what I mean? So
I've been to Vegas.
Yeah, it was a shot. It was a shot. I would say that a tampon reasonably holds a shot.
Yeah,
yeah. Give or take. Yeah,
good ounce and a half.
So I did it, threw it back at John. And then and Rich is standing there. He's like, he told me to. And I was like, don't you fuck. I was like, you're involved in this now too, man. Like, don't you put it all on him. No, he didn't fucking twist your arm. I know it's, I knew the story before it fucking happened. I was like, yeah.
I too have met Rich High.
Right? Right? Like, I fucking knew there wasn't a lot of coercion. Yeah, no.
Like, this was a long sell.
I have a tampon. Fuck with Mikey.
He didn't ask. Any context of anything.
No.
But like, Rich is also that kind of guy. We could call him right now and be like, hey, you should do this. And he'd be like,
it's like, hey, I need you to go to your neighbor's house, knock on the door, and hand him an empty glass. And he'd be like, give me a minute.
Yeah. Like, you mean to like FaceTime you while I do this? Like, what's up? Yeah.
Rich is a good dude.
Great fuck.
Dude. And a fire truck fan. So
it's
my vote. He is.
Rich, if you listen to the show, and I know you don't.
He asked about you. By the
Did
way.
He?
He asked about you and told me to tell you hi. He's like, where's the other guy? And I was like, he couldn't make it. He has a business to run. And he was like, and I was like, plus he hates Vegas. And he was don't blame him.
If I got the opportunity to actually go into SHOT Show, like actually go in SHOT Show, I'd go. Being around SHOT Show.
You sell firearms.
According to import.
Yes.
I do not have the proper license for entrenching materials, but other small arms I'm fine. It's fucking ridiculous. So stupid.
That's funny.
If I had the opportunity to go into SHOT Show, I'd go. I was just going for the periphery.
So Gary told me he gets in because he's media, because he has a podcast.
Yeah, but his shit is Gary Brugman Security.
Yeah, but it's under media.
He gets a media pass.
Yeah. But he gets in media and doesn't have to
pay. Dude, I get the SHOT Show emails. No. What's funny is you guys had already booked your flights and everything, and then I got the email asking whether or not I wanted to confirm tickets. And I was like, motherfucker.
Fuck, Scott and I have been going for, I've been going for almost 10 years now. Scott's been going for, 15?
Fuck, yeah.
And every fucking year, even this year, we weren't approved until fucking the morning of the show. We were in line to get our badge.
You guys had already booked everything. And then I got the email asking if I wanted to confirm tickets. And I was like, motherfucking...
Weird.
So, yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But just like every time.
But honestly,
I get to Vegas.
Honestly,
like, Rich, though, if you listen to the show, and I know you don't, but you might well follow our TikTok. So maybe I can convince our producer to Mike. I want to drive the fire truck.
Ooh.
I will fly up there.
The Merv.
If I can drive the fire truck.
He wants to drive the Merv. I'm going to go up there and visit him this summer. You should come.
I want to drive the fire truck.
I want to go up there and
so many trips this summer.
I want to skydive Niagara.
Ooh.
Because I'm going to Alaska this summer. I'm doing the Four Corners rally this summer. I'd have to figure it. It'd have to be a quick trip, but I want to drive the fire truck.
I think Rich would let that happen.
I want to drive the fire truck.
But do you need imagine you need a fucking CDL to drive one, right?
No.
No?
No.
Huh.
I want to drive one. I want to drive the fire truck.
You need a CDL to drive a fucking school bus. You don't need one to drive a fucking fire truck?
No.
Well, an active duty fire truck.
Probably.
I guarantee you don't. Because it's federal or state or whatever.
This isn't an active fire truck.
Yeah, but I still don't think you do.
I don't know.
Maybe. I didn't want to drive across. I just wanted to drive a fucking fire truck.
If it had air brakes, then yes. But if it doesn't have air brakes, then probably not. Because he probably has it registered as an RV. So
probably.
Yeah. I am stoked. A couple weeks ago, I showed up here in a red hat because the chief mechanic. Chief, they have a name for it. It's the dude that maintains all the equipment at the fire station.
Yeah.
Is a nerd, came into my store.
Nice.
For fire station one for SAFD.
Nice.
Which they're the ones with like the biggest budget on the fucking planet and have everything.
It's the one.
And he knows I'm a big fan of a company called Pierce who makes fire trucks. And apparently the day after he came in my store, the Pierce rep showed up to his, because they buy like millions and millions of dollars worth of Pierce trucks. So they have a dedicated rep that comes in and checks stuff and does the upgrades.
Right.
Blah, sure. Blah, blah. So he brought me that hat I was wearing was from the Pierce company.
Oh, that's cool.
And so, but I have an open invite to go down there and play with all the fire trucks at Fire Station One. And the 4-year-old in me fucking lost his mind.
It's like when those NASA guys gave us patches.
We both of us turned into 7-year-olds.
Yes.
Like it was just
we were at space camp.
They showed up and they were in their NASA like jumpers, like their
onesies.
Their onesies.
Yeah.
And these dudes literally were. I was like, they didn't holy shit! Their shit. And both of us lost our shit about NASA, and they literally pulled their pocket knives out and cut their NASA patches off their shit and handed them to us. And both of us were like, "What do you, want? I'll get you anything you want."
We were like, "Oh my god!"
We just started handing them shit. We were just
like we just loaded bags of shit for them. Just like, this is all yours.
Did
all for
did
you?
We talk about we did dog not. And knife hunt.
We did not. So the weekend before we went to Vegas, it's been a fucking month, man. It's been a month. We did the annual dog and knife hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Scott got to come out this time.
It was awesome.
And get a pig as well. John,
one of these years, I'm not going to have some major conflict.
You had a major event going on that weekend.
Because I got the invite. It wasn't like I wasn't asked
you were the,
to go.
You were the first person I called. Yeah.
And it was like, hey, we're going. I was like, I fucking can't.
So next January, don't book anything.
I need a date.
As soon as I get it, you'll get it. We did the dog and knife. That was a great time. Yeah. Always a good time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Corey Anderson for coming out and hanging out.
He's a cool dude.
Great guy, dude. Always has been. Just a solid salt of the earth dude. And Grant Caraba for hosting us again. The fucking best, you know, Ronnie.
If you need
whole
a
crew.
Trailer.
They are fucking good dudes.
Gooseneck Trailers.
Yeah. Gooseneck Trailers.
Look up Gooseneck Trailers. They're based out of Bryan, Texas. If you need a trailer for anything, whatever. I was talking to him about custom building a trailer for a tank, and he's like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
They have unlimited capabilities. So
yeah.
Whether you need something standard or you need something for them.
Stock. They do stock trailers.
Yeah,
they do
everything.
All that.
Great fucking people. Just absolutely above reproach and always a good
I saw and killed the largest pig that I've ever
I need to be closer.
Well, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It was fucking mad.
Yes.
Yeah. The pig the pig that you got was fucking had to be 300, right?
Three plus.
Had to be
between
we can share a microphone.
Am I in the shot?
Is
now?
Are we in frame? Right
frame? Are we in frame?
We're good now. Okay. Right. Good. Thanks. Love it. Clip that.
For all you who think we're not friends,
that's gonna be my fucking background on my phone.
The new ones you can do
a video
like video
yeah yeah
So every time you go,
it's just going to be on loop. yeah, the big, saw and killed the biggest pig I've ever seen in my life, and it was probably between 300 and 340 pounds. And
fucking mad. And it, after it tried to eat
it,
Mason.
It charged Mason, which yeah. but that was a
when it makes the guy who kills pigs with dogs for a living nervous. That's a big son, bitch.
Right?
Yeah. That's a big son, bitch.
Well, that was a great time. Wow, great group of people.
I got a big one too.
Yeah. Scott got a pocket pig.
Oh, yeah.
I wish. Okay, Mikey, so we all missed this. There's only two people that were at the side-by-sides when this happened, and they were the two people involved in it, Scott and Justin.
Okay.
So Rich caught that pocket pig, handed it off to them, and said, I got to go track these dogs. I'll be back. We're on more pigs. Like, okay, cool. Somehow that little piglet got loose.
Yeah.
In that wide open field. And so Justin is chasing this pig around the field from one side all the way to the other. He dove like four times trying to get it. And then Scott gets involved trying to get the pig too. What? And they're both chasing this piglet through this open field, and none of us are there to see it.
Right before Justin shows up, I'm on the phone with my wife because I hadn't talked to her that day. And I'm like, yeah, we're in the middle of doing this. I kind of got left in the middle of everything. So I got a free minute. And then I see this little fucking pig and I'm like, oh God, there's this little pig. I should let you go. I'm like, whatever. It's kind of getting too far for me to run at that point. You know? I'm like, whatever. And about that time, Justin comes around and starts chasing it back. And I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. Like I gotta go. Right. And so like 4 minutes later, I sent her a picture of me holding this little pig.
Got it. Yeah. But did you get all of its siblings?
No,
it was a loner.
We got two. That pig had already gotten bit by a dog. That piglet.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Yeah. That's why it had blood on its back.
Oh,
it just got nipped a little bit in the scruff, but it was fine.
Yeah.
So you relieved its PTSD.
So there were two piglets and they got them. I don't know the rest. I have no idea because we ran up on a sonder, probably, I don't know, 15, 20 pigs. And there was about eight of them with that big one that I got. But in the process of us going in the woods to get these pigs, there's about another eight of them that decided they were going to come directly at us as we're coming into the woods.
Those are the ones that ran by me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
when fucking idiot boy grabbed his rifle and I was like, Seggy looked at him and like, don't you fucking dare.
Nope, that's why there's no guns with pigs. So we just get in the wood line and it's just chaos in front of us. So we're just tracking the noise and running to it. And all of a sudden, the chaos starts getting louder and closer. And I look over, one of the dudes that I was running in with was one of the dog handlers, like workers, one of the buddies. And so we're running in and like we kind of stop to try to figure out what's going on. And we hear this chaos just coming at us. And he looks at me and I look at him and I just pull my fucking K-bar out. And he just nods at me. And I get behind this like 3-inch tree and I'm holding the tree and I got my fucking K-bar in my hand. And I'm just like looking because I don't see anything yet. I just hear it. And all of a sudden you see one pop out and here comes another one coming out because it's thick as shit in there. And now the next thing you know, there's fucking eight pigs that are coming directly at us. And I'm like, oh, fucking please come close. And this fucker got about 3 feet from me and then it saw me and it was like shit and it 90 degrees to the side. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, you almost got close enough.
Yeah. If you get a pig kill with a knife without a dog, that was
my goal. Yeah, so pretty it ran shot. Into this ravine.
Like I could have killed the pig with the knife if I wanted to.
That's just fucked up.
It would have been.
So seven of them went by us.
And I would have given Justin PTSD.
One of them went in the ravine. So I jumped in the ravine to go chase this thing. Cause I'm like, I'm fucking getting a pig without a dog. You know what I mean? And as soon as I got in the ravine, it just went out the other end. And I'm like, okay, he's faster than me. He's got four legs. I only have two.
Yeah.
But they all ran past us, ran past you.
There was 15 of them that ran past.
Went out in the open field, ran past them.
Dude, if somebody at the side-by-side.
Had a belt fed?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They ran.
That video that Seggy put in the group, that was what we were seeing. Yeah. That was right next to him. And I was counting. I was like, 1, 2, 3, fucking 7, 8, 9, 5.
Yeah.
There was like 12 or 15 of them. That ran by it. And then that was when one of them got away and ran to its right, my left. And it was in this like bush right next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at John, Big John. Yeah. And I'm like, let the dog go. Cause he had
his catch dog.
Yeah. He had his big one, Chase.
Yep.
And I was like, let him go. And he's holding on to him. And I'm like, let him go. He's right there. And he's like, and I'm like, John, fucking. Let your boyfriend do his job, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's no better time.
Yeah, and like the pig starts running, gets halfway across the field, and then he lets the dog go. And I'm like, all right. So I start fucking running after the dog with a sword in my hand because I had the K-bar sword that Dave gave me. I'm running after this fucking thing with a sword. Probably looked like a goddamn cartoon, man. But I didn't get it.
Holy shit. Speaking of dogs. So we've all seen Inglourious Bastards with the new one. Not the original, but the new one.
No.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
Right. So we are also aware that I adopted another German Shepherd.
Yes.
Mila. She hasn't come up here yet, but she's a total fucking sweetheart. So I was told that this dog had this obedience laid into it and listened pretty well and whatever. And she kind of listened, and I was like, maybe it's a new environment or whatever. So I'm playing this movie because I just really like the movie.
I know where this is
going. And Christoph Waltz starts talking. And Mila's head just snaps over and starts watching the TV. And I was like, no fucking way.
Speak German?
And so I'm sitting there and I look at her and I went, Platz. And she lays down. No, seats. She sits down. I was like, motherfuck. Whole fucking month I've had this goddamn dog. Couldn't figure out why I didn't listen to him.
Let me get this right.
It turns out I adopted a fucking Nazi.
You have one that speaks French.
And one that speaks German.
You have a World War II fucking kennel.
All I know is that the one that speaks French does whatever the one that speaks German tells her to do.
Yeah.
You know the best part about having them in two different languages?
Now I can actually give commands per dog.
And nobody else can tell your dogs what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's so nice.
What's awesome is like when we just had Freya and I changed it in French, and part of that was French is a very easy.
I now know what couché means.
But it's actually a really nice language to train in because you can speak it softly and the dog will still listen. But we'd walk around with it and then other people thought that, you know, they know how to handle dogs. And they were like, well, you sit. And my dog's just fucking staring at it. And then and I'd give it commands. But I'm like, my dog doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
Like which is for that reason. Right. I don't want other people to do it. The other reason is that in an environment where there's a lot of voices, I can give a command outside of the language that's being spoken and still listen to.
You know what I did learn?
But now I can actually give each dog
separate commands.
It's separate commands. And I was like, son of a bitch.
She's like, couche, foos.
Yeah. And they both listened. But she's got an active walking heel. Like I tried everything and I was like, son of a bitch. Like whoever had this dog legitimately did the work. Just nobody bothered to tell me that the goddamn dog spoke German.
Right.
That's funny. So,
what I did learn.
Now she's my little Fräulein.
About the hog dogs. I was talking with Mason on the last Saturday. We were running around. Mason's one of the dog handlers. He does this thing and they're called tone broke. So in the process of training the dogs, they go from learning the commands to learning the handler's voice with a certain tone. Right. Because one of the things, I don't know if you guys noticed or paid attention while we were out there for the weekend, is they never yelled at the dogs unless the dogs were on a pig and they were yelling to get them off the pig.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's it. That's the only time they raise their voice.
Yeah.
If they were trying to call their dogs in, they would say it in a specific tone, in a calm, not yelling, not anything. It didn't matter the chaos, everything that's going around. Right. They say the dog's name in a certain tone and that dog would whoop right back over to them. And I'm like, motherfuckers.
Recalled everything.
I don't know. Those two dogs didn't listen so well. The two that got stuck together.
The only thing I will say about dog training is, and this is my only complaint, is I figured out Mila, when she was trained, was treat trained. She was trained with, you give it a command and now you get a treat. Yeah. You give it a command and you have to get a treat. And I figured that out with the heel because she was healing, but she was nudging my hand because she was expecting me to bait her. And so now I have to fucking re-encourage that. Yep. No, you listen because you want me to tell you that you're a good girl, not to get food.
Yeah.
Because I am not food drive and treat it's drive.
Funny, that works with women sometimes too.
It does. Sometimes. They love it when you call them a good girl.
And give them a treat.
And give them a little.
No. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
You either give them a treat or you tell them that they just want you to tell them that they're a good girl. But if you do both, it's confusing. And then, you know.
Got it.
Then they expect rewards for doing what they're told. You can put that in your book. Oh, well. Don't treat train your woman.
Yeah, see, I got the pocket pig.
Nice.
Picture as well. little pocket guy.
You just deploy it like pocket sand.
They're cute when they're little.
When I first started pocket working sand. With Kira, I was treat training because it's very, very simple.
It's easy.
But it gets, there's a fine line of, okay, this works, or no, they're just like, Kira's a lab. Yeah. So it's food. And she's just like, oh, I will fucking, whatever you think you're saying, I'm going to do everything you've ever taught me to get that piece of kibble.
Yeah.
And that's not.
And that's the problem is then they start guessing.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, we're not doing this anymore. But that lasted probably 3 weeks. And then I was like, okay, we're done with treats.
So the only thing I do, if I get a puppy, mm-hmm. and Mila wasn't a puppy when I got her, but Freya was. Freya would be in her kennel, and I would throw her treats when she would sit in the kennel but make eye contact with me.
Right.
So if she would give me her attention, then I would just, good girl. And I would throw her stuff. Because then it turned into, well, shit. All I have to do is pay attention to him.
Yep.
If I just look at him, then that's the reward. And so now if I'm in the room, the only problem is Caitlin didn't really know how to draw that line between best friend and master. And so now I am strictly the heavy with Freya. And so she does all the submissive behavior around. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I don't need you to fucking submissive pee every time you fucking see me. It's okay. And then Mila's gotten all possessive with me now. We got to fix that. Because, like, she does not like if I give attention to the other dog.
I had a roommate.
German, what do you expect?
Talk to the French one.
I had a roommate that had his dog named D.O.G. D.O.G., right? D.O.G. And if you baby talk this dog, it would immediately piss. Immediately. Every time we had a party, we had to, like, every fucking basic bitch that walked in the door be like, listen, I know this is going to be difficult and I know you're going to fuck it up. Don't baby talk the dog. Because every time he'd be like, hey, baby, baby, just piss fucking everywhere. And I'd be like, fuck, man. Like,
I had a golden retriever one time that every time you pet it, it would piss.
Yeah.
I had to get rid of it. It never grew out of it.
Yeah.
You had to ignore it completely. But as soon as you touched it, pissed everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It's a submissive thing. And it's God, it's annoying.
Yeah. It's
Freya's a good dog, but.
Has she gotten more submissive with Mila being around?
Oh, she's definitely.
Mila's the alpha.
No, I'm the alpha.
Well, between the two.
No.
Mila's higher in the pecking order.
Yeah.
But she is not the alpha.
You think that's an age thing just because she's older?
No.
No, I think Freya thinks she's the alpha.
No.
No, Freya's
a submissive dog anyways. Yeah. She's just softer. Mila didn't have, she's got decent obedience, but she doesn't have full obedience laid in. So she's still kind of doing the whole whatever. She tried when she first came in, like week two, when she came out of her shell and she started to start doing the whole like, don't touch my toys and whatever. And was like baring teeth and stuff like that. And then I fixed that real fucking quick.
Punch her in the mouth.
Huh? No, I don't. She did go to a prong. And when she got used to the prong, then we went to an e-collar.
Yeah.
And then after that, the first time that she tried to bear, she was trying to bear teeth over food. And that was immediately, she was grabbed by the scruff and laid down. And it was like a.
Yeah.
And I sat there and held her while Freya ate. And I was like, this is, we don't guard food here. You will get all the food you want.
Yeah.
Like,
you'll never go hungry.
You'll never go. Your bowl will always be full. You will always have water. But I do that on purpose, and it's because food should have no value. Yeah. Food is it's a necessity to life. It's not a reward.
Yeah.
I have a dog bar in my house now.
Yeah.
Like, I have a bar that has all my booze and glasses, and I have two wine racks. I'll go, yeah. And then in the front room, I have a dog bar that has, like, the little glass jug, like, jars, but they're, like, dehydrated chicken hearts and beef liver and all this shit. There's, like, 8 jars on it. And like a bunch of supplements and meds and all this shit. I'm like, my fucking bougie ass dog.
She's a princess and she deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like my dogs have matching collars. And
that's because you have a wife. That's like,
no, I bought it all.
Also doesn't surprise me. I was trying to save you some man card, but all right.
I love my dogs, man. I love my dogs. My house has a storm door on it and I like leaving my front door open and just keeping the storm door closed.
Yeah.
But I've had friends that have never been to my house and they got invited over for stuff and they show up and all of a sudden just two German shepherds walk up to the door and I'm like, and I've watched these guys like step off my stoop and they're like, hey, and I'm like, good girls.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. My wife works from home. She's home alone a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I've got 200 pounds of German Shepherd that escort her around. Like, I'm totally okay. And she knows how to shoot. So I'm like very comfortable with leaving her alone.
Yeah. This month kicked my ass. I was home. I was home like a grand total of like 5 days this month.
Wow.
And somebody had asked me, I think I was talking to, it might've been Gary actually the last night we were in Vegas and we sat down and had a,
I don't know if Gary's the one you need to discussing relationship, anything with.
Well, we were eating White Castle. So I figured why not have a fucking heart to heart. Right.
you guys were on Fremont Street
while eating drunken White Castle on Fremont Street at like fucking 3 a.m. We were talking about it and I was telling him, I told him, yeah, I feel like an asshole because I've not been home. Like I knew that, like Haley and I both knew that this month was going to be a rough fucking month. Like, yeah. You know, it started with the coyote hunt and then it went right to the fucking RCPT, then to the Dog and Knife, then to Vegas. And now, you know, yesterday I went skydiving, you know, shit like that. Like it's just one thing after another. And I was just talking about how much I appreciate her fucking putting up with my shenanigans, right? Because I do. I appreciate the fuck out of it. And he was like, do you ever worry about her? And I was like, have you not met my wife? Fuck, fuck no, I don't worry about her.
That's the other thing, too. Like, well, like,
my wife could beat up most of the people I know.
Like, that's like this summer, Caitlin informed me I'm going to Four Corners. Because our friend Steve has been inviting me since he went to Four Corners last year. And he's like, you're going. Like you're,
where is it, Mikey?
Middle of fucking nowhere.
It's Durango. It's Durango, Colorado.
If you is that where they're going? Oh, you're going to go see some Durangutangs? It's where the bitches stop shaving pits.
So
we call them Durangutangs.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah, totally. Great beer in that town.
I'm going to Four Corners to see Buckwheat and a Headlock.
great beer in that town. A lot of good breweries. Do a brewery tour.
I'm going for the ride because they don't. They do very little rally stuff. They ride to the rally and then they do some of those rides, but then they go from there and they go down to a bunch of other cities and stuff like that. But my wife informed me I was going because Steve keeps inviting. She was like, you're going. I don't. It's a 12-day ride and I'm going. And I'm like, I'm not worried about her. One, she can handle herself. And two, I know who she can call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not fucking worried about it.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't get... Call Haley. I don't give a fuck. Okay, yeah, like, fucking. Yeah. But trying to get John to go with me.
When's that month? What month is that?
End of August, beginning of September. And so it bridges that. It's like 2 weeks after Sturgis.
Yeah, I'll be around.
So I'm trying to get John to go.
End of August, beginning of September. Is that?
No, we're September and October.
Okay.
Because John and I, we have a romantic getaway planned.
We do.
We're going to Turks and Caicos to live on a boat for a week.
Yeah. And then right fucking a month before that, I'm in Alaska.
Yeah. Dude, we were talking about it because you're writing down all your trips.
Yeah. So this year I'm tracking every time I go outside of San Antonio I'm going to Austin today for real quick. No, like anytime. So
something
like
overnight.
So far, like I have, actually, let me pull up my list so I don't fuck it up. Because last year was nuts. And so I was like, fuck, I wish I would have documented like everywhere I went to track how many miles I traveled this year, whether it's air or.
Well, fuck, just to remember it.
That's that too. So far I got the beginning of the year in New Orleans. First weekend, I was at the Womack Ranch. And then I was at the Carrabba Ranch for the Dog and Knife Hunt. And I was just in Vegas for SHOT Show. And then I'm about to go to Vegas again tomorrow. And so that gets added on. Yep. And then, I mean, there's so much travel that we already have on the books so far.
Well, you talked me into doing this. And now I have a list as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know.
You're going to TV.
Yeah. I have the same list. Mm-hmm. But it is. It's a lot, man. And just looking at, like, what else I got. Like, I got 2 weeks in RCBT in March.
Yeah.
I got Roatan in April.
Yep.
I got fucking France end of May, early June.
Yeah.
Turks and Caicos in September, October. Back to Palatka in October. Fucking.
And it's funny too, because like you say this and it's like, oh, bro, you're just fucking living your best life, just traveling all over. All of these things that you're doing, they're not for you on vacation.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to Roatan because it's an adaptive dive trip.
Yeah.
Right?
But I'm going down there to better
veterans' lives. Like, yeah, as all, I'm not a Purple Heart recipient. I'm just going down there to assist the instructors on all the new stuff.
All right, this was the dive thing you needed to shoot me for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot you for.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're taking, like, Purple Hearts and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But if I shoot you, it's a pink heart. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, you know what? I'll talk to Nick. We can make it work.
Okay. I got a shirt.
Yeah, we'll work.
But do you want to recover
I'll just give you one of mine, dude. Fuck it.
I should shoot you right now.
I got spares.
I can just give you one. Man. It's extra. Fine. Yeah.
I didn't really want this one anyway. So yeah. I can have it.
Once you get one, you don't need any more. You get the same perks, whether you have one or 10. Doesn't fucking matter.
I need you to, like, register my bike in August.
You're going to Palaka to throw people out of airplanes.
Yep.
You know, to work with a nonprofit.
Yep.
Right. You're going to
France.
France.
To fucking.
Well, I mean, there's some homage. Personal.
There's some perks there, but there's but the main reason is to pay homage to those brave men and women 80 years ago.
And it's because you're a fucking jump master for a nonprofit that needs you to jump master jump.
Not me. True. Mine are all selfish.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, like, every once in a while you need to take your own trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's why Haley and I are doing so long in Paris, right? Or so long in France. Right?
Oh, okay. Like, I didn't know she was going with you.
Yeah, she's coming with, awesome. And we're doing two
You need
weeks.
To talk, like, to Caitlin.
Caitlin's making us a little
because right, she'll map you out. She'll be like, here's where is. You need to go.
Yeah, she's making me a little go, like a little one sheet.
Because she lived there.
Yeah.
And so I'm taking Caitlin on a trip. It'll probably be 25, but we're going to go to France.
Yeah.
And about 25 will be 10 years I've been with Caitlin.
You know what I'm most stoked about to go to
right?
Okay.
I'm most stoked to go to France because we're going to go see the catacombs. That's, like, what I'm most stoked about. We're going to go see the catacombs under Paris. And, like,
all not stacked. Normandy or.
I'm more stoked about the catacombs. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing historical jumps into fucking Normandy. And I'm stoked to see these fucking dead skulls from 1700s and shit from, like, the fucking third century.
Actually, I want to go to where Caitlin likes, which is where all of the original Roman vineyards and all that shit are.
Yeah.
Which is.
Well, so I'll be in that area because that's close to Bellewood. That's in Western France or Eastern France. And so I'm going to go to Bellewood because that's where Marines got the name Devil Dog, you know, and all that. So I want to go there and see that. And then I'm going to hit Normandy. I only have two jumps scheduled on, like, the 7th and the 9th. Obviously, I want to be there for the 6th for, like, the memorial and everything like that. And then I'm going to do some safety duties for some of the jumps while I'm up there. Just kind of fly up and fly down with the plane and stuff like that. But
speaking of memorials, that ride I did yesterday, there's, like, a really nice veterans memorial in New Braunfels. And there's a neighborhood up there. And now I can't remember the name of the fucking neighborhood. And I could tell I was way out of my tax bracket when I got in the neighborhood. That was just like, wow. But that neighborhood has its own veterans association.
Oh, okay.
And these guys built this really nice memorial there.
337.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where all the bougie fucks live over there.
Fucking hell. It's insane. It was one of those, like, there's a house and then you had to ride, like, another quarter of a mile. And I was like, oh, there's the neighbor.
I was up at one of those properties. I got two whitetails off it and I was talking to the owner and he was going to build the world's largest privately owned lazy river in his backyard.
Yeah. And there was, you could tell just by going to the memorial that it was.
He did all the dirt work and then COVID hit. So I don't know if he ever finished it or not, but.
But the memorial's really, really nice. And it's cool how they have it laid out because it's like a stone trail and you walk and then it, like, branches off for, like, each major war starting at the Revolutionary and then it goes forward. And then the last one is placed for, like, all of those that have for all of the fights that have yet to be had. And here's to you. And then there's, like, these plinths that have been put in that individuals could pay for that. So, like, there was a plinth there that talked about the carpetbaggers because one of the guys that put the money up for that thing was a carpetbagger. So he was like, I want this. Yeah. And so they have space to where if there's a specific mission or a specific job that you want on the memorial, you can pay and
cool,
like, have that done.
That's pretty cool.
And they're doing the brick sales and all that kind of stuff too. But
we should do a free.
It was super cool. Like, of course, the ride leader didn't tell us we were going. So all of a sudden, he just shot it over, like, three fucking lanes, and we're like, Jesus, like, and we went to this, but it was cool. No place to piss though, and I had to piss like a fucking racehorse.
Recon knee, bro.
And well, the problem is it's, like, right behind all these fucking houses and stuff. There was no clear line of sight. But yeah.
So speaking of wars,
the war.
When do you guys think World War III is going to kick off?
Right, which one?
So do you think, okay, so do you think it's going to be World War III outside of the U.S., or do you think Texas is going to succeed
first? That's CW2, sir.
Well, you called it succeed, which I appreciate, but it's secede.
Yep.
We're going to succeed at seceding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
here's one thing I know is that when they were like, we're going to federalize the troops if you don't do it or else. And then fucking Abbott's reply was like, or else what?
Yeah.
I was like, or I'll out take of all or the else. Articles like,
I've read, because there's now there's 26 like, states.
Our that first have, flag literally said, come and take it, bro. Like, so
there's fucking, 26 states that have declared support
yep.
for Texas and are sending additional support. And there's a lot. And we don't go read it. We're less than wave top here.
And the truckers are on their way.
Yeah, fucking, I don't care.
So they're going to be clogging up the left lane. It's going to piss me off.
Yeah. So. But it's interesting. Both. And now there's 26 states that have lanes. Declared. Yeah. And yes, Abbott has essentially said, like,
Come take it.
And now, there's a thing that the Border Patrol has essentially gone like, no, we're not going to continue to cut down their infrastructure.
No.
So they're kind of standing there staring at each other, but the Border Patrol refuses to now do anything. Mm-hmm. But the best article that I saw was 26 governors have stood with Governor Abbott. And I was like,
They stood around him.
You might have picked better terminology for this. I don't.
What's my favorite?
Walking tall.
My favorite. The Greg Abbott story. The Babylon Bee. And they said, President Biden restricts the National Guard from guarding the nation. I was like, oh God, I fucking nailed it.
Yeah. It's interesting though. And then that letter that Abbott put out that essentially, and it's in the letter, it doesn't essentially, it flat out says that the president has broken the contract with the sovereignty of Texas.
Yeah.
And it was like, now here's my question. I am a Texas resident. I own property in Texas. I have a Texas license.
Yep.
Where are your allegiance?
Texas resident. No. If we secede, what happens to my federal student loans? Do those just go away? Or
well, you just can't. Jazz, at that point, you just can't travel to the United States.
Okay. I don't
I'm not.
That's like when you get a speeding ticket in a different state and you don't pay it, and then you just can't drive in that state. Yeah, the same thing.
I live in Texas.
No, I know.
Why would I leave?
But if it's federal, that's the thing. Like you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're good.
So. Like my thing about it, like if Texas secedes,
then all you foreigners get to stay.
Well, but like
we're naturalized.
So what happens if we import cigars to Texas? We don't have to pay S-chip.
Ooh, I like it.
You know what I mean?
And to be honest with you, if that changes in Texas, then okay, we're gonna go way out there and say this actually happens. It's not going to, but we'll throw it out there, right?
Yeah.
We did this when it was $1 billion to win the Powerball. None of us were going to win that shit, right. But we still did the hypothetical.
Sure. We got the same odds.
We don't live in California. Right. We don't live in California, so we can't win those.
If Texas secedes, Texas is one of the few states that does not have an income tax.
Right.
Like we don't pay income tax.
Well, there would be a new federal, which would be a state.
But, right.
Texas is.
I personally would have absolutely no issue paying my taxes.
Yeah.
Nope. If it went just to Texas.
Yeah.
Why would they have to do a state? Our now federal taxes would now just be Texas.
Yeah.
But the thing is Texas operates independently.
Yeah.
In the black without an income tax.
I get that.
Based on our sales tax. So I'm kind of curious. I'm like, what happens to the economy of Texas if all of a sudden the 34% tax rate that my household currently pays, if I just have 34% more income.
Or if it goes to the state.
That's what he's saying. Well, even if it did, he's fine with that because it's going to the state.
It just goes to my state.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, because I think Texas would put in something like a flat tax. They'd go to that 9% model where it's like 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, 9% property tax. I'd pay that fucking happily.
Do the counties become states?
The counties don't because Texas has a constitution.
Okay.
And the counties are arbitrarily drawn.
Yeah, we don't care.
We could change our county fucking
Well, we should make two states, Texas and Austin.
We actually based on the contract that we have with the Fed.
If we secede, I guarantee you most of Austin's fucking
living. Like, it would be outer Texas and inner Texas.
Yeah,
it would be the two states.
They're not staying.
The contract that we have with the Fed actually states that in lieu of secession, we actually have the right to break into 5 states.
Yeah.
Which would give us 10 senators instead of 2.
Oh.
And shit like that. So, like, it's a huge power shift, even if we don't secede but then break it apart. And what you'd end up seeing is that you'd have a state in the middle that would it'd go more liberal. So, but I don't know if it would.
You'd have Texas. You'd have North Texas. You'd have West Texas. You'd have South Texas East Texas.
I'm just saying outer and inner. You have Austin.
But if they were going to break into 5.
The rest of Texas is out.
I think that's the way that they need to call it, though.
But the thing is that if Texas secedes, Austin, you see a massive paradigm shift in Austin.
Yeah.
Because they're going to leave it as a capital.
Yeah.
But you'd see a massive paradigm shift because it no longer you're not worried about the country influence on that single city.
Get out of my country.
And yeah, I mean,
would it be ethnic cleansing?
What?
Wow.
I'm just asking, like, what else would you call it?
Call what?
The massive secession of people leaving Austin if that happens.
It wouldn't be ethnic anything, man.
Yeah.
It's also kind of cleansing. Like,
Jesus. It'd be a mass exodus of liberals.
Right.
That'd be it.
That was very ish out of your Jewish.
That was the ish part of you.
Yeah. I was just trying to figure
ethnic cleansing.
John, if there was any time you should be wearing your Jewish shirt, it was right then.
No, it's just
holy
ish.
Fuck.
Just the ish shirt.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Justin, what's the definition of ethnic cleansing?
Don't do that.
I just want to point out to John that was a very poor choice.
I'm gonna laugh if I'm right based on the definition.
No, based on the definition, I guarantee you're way, way, way wrong.
I think you're off on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, give me the book definition of ethnic cleansing.
A mass expulsion or killing of members of an unwanted ethnic or religious group in a society.
Yeah.
Are you going after a specific ethnic group?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, it sounded like you were.
No, not at all. I just asked, would it be called that?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's a... What, this one?
Basil, yeah. Ooh. Please and thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that was a poor choice of words.
So... here's another definition. Ethnic cleansing is the process of using violent methods to force certain groups of people out of a particular area or country.
Okay, so I guess by definition B.
But that says violent.
But we wouldn't be forcing anybody. They would just leave. You're welcome to stay.
But we know that, you're not going. We've said about the people that move here and stuff too. And it's like,
vote accordingly.
Look, you want to come here because you like the way everything's set up, but don't come here and try and change it to the fucked up system that you had. But
so, like, here's Wikipedia's definition. Ethnic cleansing is a systematic forced removal of ethnic, racial, or religious groups from a given area with the intent of making a region ethnically homogenous.
Okay, right. But you forcing somebody the same color of you out of a space because you have different political beliefs is not ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
It'd be political. I'm not doing anything. Why are you guys saying I'm doing this?
Well, because you're the one that brought up ethnic cleansing.
If that's what it would be called if everybody decided to leave.
If anything, the Texas is the definition of I don't give a fuck, just stay out of my business.
That's it.
Yeah. Like,
that's why I love it so much.
Yep.
Honestly, like, that's part of the fucking reason. Anyways.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, this has gone on too long.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I love my state. I love Texas. I really do not want to live through a civil war. Like, I've had enough. I've lived through enough.
To be fair, Jazz, you probably wouldn't.
Are you saying that you would die for your country?
Oh, Jazz, there is one thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Live through a civil war.
We went to the...
Out of the two of us able to run from a fight, I'm going to go with me.
We met Liver King, by the way, in Vegas. We saw Liver King.
Oh, Jesus.
How's that sham doing?
You're taller than him.
I believe you.
I couldn't believe how fucking short that guy is. Yeah. He is teeny tiny, dude.
Jim, like, Jim is a monster next to him.
Monster. Jim looked at him and was like, that dude ain't shit. Like, I would fuck that guy up, man. That's the guy? And I was like, Dude, Jazz towers over this fucking dude.
Yeah, like, he was small.
He's a little.
I mean, Jack.
Little fuck. He's jacked as shit, yeah. Sure, but he's little.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a buck 90? Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I haven't but seen like, muscle mass stop bullets yet.
I would say like 5'6".
He seemed like five, a nice six, dude, though. Nobody talked to him, but he's seemed
it's like. It's because nobody will talk to him because he's.
No, we didn't talk
fucking
to him. We didn't talk. A ton of people talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did he look as natural as he claims to be?
Super natty.
100%. Yeah.
Super natty.
Yeah. Mm.
Have you guys seen that dude that's walking around like all these bodybuilding conventions and shit now that just walks up to random people is like, natty or not?
Yeah.
Have you
yeah,
seen
yeah,
this
yeah.
guy?
Yeah.
And it was like, no, I'm natty. Best response I ever got was he walks up to this chick and goes, are you natty or not? And she goes, do I look natural to you? He was like, no. And he's like, then why the fuck do you ask that? And he's like, I'm trying to see if I can catch people out. And she was like, so you're asking ridiculous fucking questions.
Yeah.
She was like, he's like, well, why'd you go that path? And she's like, because I like to go to the gym and pick up big fucking numbers. And this was the fastest way for me to be able to do it. And I was like,
not a girl.
Yeah. Fucking, you don't need any more reasons than that. Like, fucking knock yourself out. Just because it's not for everybody doesn't mean that these people are wrong. Like I said, the only time that I'm against it is if you were in a competition where they said it's not allowed.
Yeah.
And that's where we go back to one of those debates that we did where they need to create a whole...
Australia's doing
organization.
It. The enhanced that, games.
That, I mean, I'm pretty sure Liver King's in a competition to pick up the most amount of pussy.
I think that's the beginning state. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, I will say that that's the same argument I have as why Barry Bonds' record counts. There's no asterisks. Steroids were allowed in baseball then.
Right.
They were completely legal.
Well, and that's the thing is that it's not only in whatever the blood doping, the whatever that they were doing. But my thing is not only was it not stated to be completely illegal, but everybody that was in that run was doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Now, me personally, I love baseball.
Yeah. Shit on Mark McGwire all you want, but the motherfucker
the
hit
the Sosa McGwire runoff, by the way, was the best thing baseball. To ever happen to baseball. Saved it. Because that was right off the strike.
Post strike, yep.
And I'm pretty, it fixed baseball.
I'm pretty sure there's no amount of steroids that I could take that would allow me to hit a baseball.
Better.
Dude, better, right.
Yeah,
and so that's much the thing, skill, too, dude, is like, that it's, you need to understand, too, if you don't know about how any type of juice works, insert chemical here. It doesn't matter. If you're not putting the fucking work in, it doesn't do anything.
You're going to get
you
fat.
You can't do a cycle and not go to the gym and be like, oh, I can deadlift 450.
No, that's not how that works.
No, bro, you can't.
That's not how that works.
Mikey, really, you just sent me a video about bench pressing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that something like there's only 50,000 people in the world that can bench 315.
225.
If you was
can,
that?
If you can bench 225,
you're in the, like the top,
you're in the like, top
fractional percentage.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
225. Yeah. Which is weird because I think everybody here could probably bench 225.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been out of the gym for a little bit.
But
yes,
you
that would probably lifting, be my max
when I was
now.
Lifting when
oh, you could put up two
when I was in the gym regularly. When I was in the gym regularly,
I have a bench. Yeah.
I could, but that was my one RM. 225 was where I was topping, and I was about 345 on a deadlift.
Bro, your weight though, that's massive.
Well, it was 150% of my body weight.
225?
225.
I think I could.
I think you could do
two plates.
It's two plates.
Cause I
No, well, you're not going to do it cold. You're going to have to walk up to it, but because you've got to warm up. You can't just go out there and just
I would
225.
I would do it cold if I'm going to do it.
You know what? We're going to go do this. All right. We're going to go ruin our 40-year-old plus bodies.
Hold
real
on.
Quick.
We're leaving tomorrow for Vegas for a show.
One time, I got a bench right here.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So we're going to sign off.
And go do 225.
Tune into the debate. We're going to see how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
For some fucking torn pecs and rotated cuffs.
Tune into the debate. You're going to hear us complaining about being sore.
I'm a couple whiskeys in and cold. I'm going to go do this.
Well, you're fucking perfect, man.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm not doing it, but I'll watch.
Like, share, subscribe, smash those buttons. I'm going to raise my glass. I'm going to say thanks for being my freedom friends, boys. Boom.
Keep forgetting
we can reach.
We can do that.
For the longest time, we couldn't.
By the way, if you're not listening to the Warfighter podcast, you should.
Yeah.
No. And Battle Pub.
And we have the
Warhammered.
Warhammered. Yeah.
Warhammered podcast.
And Mikey, so, you got another one.
American Hooligan will eventually come back, but we'll cross
You've
that bridge
saying that for like
there.
3 years.
No. Yeah. We're gonna talk about that after this.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah, there's other, if you like this mediocrity, there's other flavors of this mediocrity that yeah. you can go enjoy in other places. So at a minimum, go fucking just subscribe to him. Don't even listen to him. Just fucking help out the other shows.
Because honest to God, just the subscribe fucking helps. So and this is a weird thing to say, but it's a truism that I'm learning.
I'm learning words right now.
I need you guys to follow us all on social media, our personal pages.
Go over
to our Instagrams and follow, right. Give us a follow. All right, at Hooligan Mikey, Warfighter Scott, Warfighter John, Q Lab Jazz, yeah. Q Lab Justin. It helps us out. I found out that I'm now not getting gigs for comedy because I don't have enough Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Which is fucking.
We figured that out with my wife's TikTok for her model painting.
Yeah.
It's all in the tagging and the follow count. And she saw this massive boom on her personal TikTok. Well, her, I guess professional TikTok. I don't know. It's just for her mom.
Bitches with a brush.
Bitches with a brush.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
And Hooligan Mikey official on TikTok. Yeah. So if you guys could pump those numbers for us, I'd appreciate it because apparently, even though I'm a better comic than a lot of others, I'm not popular enough to get followers.
Did you make sure that
on Instagram?
Did you make sure that you let them know that you were a veteran comic? That's the best way to get those veteran comic gigs.
Yeah, right. Weirdly enough, you don't even need to be a veteran to get those gigs. I found out. I'm at 1,672.
Oh shit! I got 1,805
on Instagram. Yeah, so I'm at 16.
So I'm at 1,805.
Yeah,
I'm at 1,805.
You're higher than me, right?
Well, not right now, but
yeah.
But Warfighter has 48,800.
See, and that's what pissed me off is they wouldn't take the podcast numbers as followers of me.
Okay. I only have 732 followers, but the last time I posted on Instagram was August of 2021.
The Freedom Friends is 2,405,
and
I got 2,439 of mine,
and I have 8,361 on TikTok.
I've never posted to TikTok.
Oh. I have,
but all my shit got banned.
I have followers on TikTok, and I have never posted a video.
Me too.
Nah, it's weird.
But yeah, fuck it. Producer, is it possible to tag our social media?
If you want to follow the guys, all their links to all the social media will be down in the description.
And I will try to post more in 2024.
That's a good.
Let's all make that same fucking.
That's
thing.
A good.
Yeah, resume. I'll post more.
Yeah,
I'll post more.
Yeah. Like we went to SHOT Show and I didn't post one.
I didn't even take a single picture.
Yeah. I went on it. I just did that fucking huge ride yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now part of that was the guys.
Let me get you a GoPro.
I have one. I have a really nice one.
Just rock a GoPro.
But I do appreciate the fact that.
But at the same time, it was either I could post on Instagram or I could listen to the Vietnam Air Lieutenant Colonel Special Forces guy tell me stories. Right. And guess what?
That's exactly what I was just about to say. I appreciate the fact that the four of us, no matter where we go, what we're doing, who we're around, right? We're in the moment.
Yeah. I'm in the moment.
I think that's our age, right?
Oh, I think it's our demeanor too. Just like our general point of view. Like we would rather have the experience.
Yeah.
My thing is that
look at what I did.
We all know a lot of really cool people.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've never posted.
I hung out.
Jesus.
It's the mail lady pulling up.
Wow. I thought that was coming through the window.
I thought it was too. Holy shit.
Look at that.
All right.
What the shit, fuck?
Holy shit.
All right.
By the way, point of pride.
We got to go handle the drunk fucking lady driving the mail truck. Holy shit. The event
that I had over the weekend that I couldn't go to the dog and knife hunt for the bartenders that are in the room, in the first hour, we floated 4 kegs.
Nice.
Beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Fucking I.
Cool.
All right.
225 cold. Let's go.
Let's go. 225 cold. Like, share, subscribe. Smoke on.
Drink on.
And freedom the fuck on.
Yeah, whatever. All right, later.
Fuck off.
We gotta go lift shit and hurt ourselves.